it's award season. We're coming up on the third annual Dog Pack or Mad Dog Awards. Mad Dog Awards.
Dog Pack, Mad Dog. We've talked about dogs all day.
And I feel like if you ask the Browns what's more important to them, like playoff wins, Super Bowls, division titles, they would almost unanimously say, I want to win a Mad Dog Award this year.
That's right. We've heard that from some big names. Yeah.
So the way this works, if you're new to the show, basically you can go to the link that will be provided.
It's also thedogspodcast.com/vote.
Okay. But also check the description in this video if you can't remember that part. We'll make it as easy as possible for you. And they're all on there and you vote. And then in 2 weeks when we close voting and we record the episode, we will announce the winners and give everybody their prize. And by their prize, I mean play the cool clap button that plays fake clapping over the episode and we all cheer for the guy. So it's a good time for everybody. It's a good way to get you guys all involved. And we'd like to just kind of recognize Browns players who did cool stuff this year.
Doesn't the awards sound like
real recognized, real nice.
There it is.
We didn't even plan that, guys. That's how we're running like well, such a well-oiled machine over here.
Well, I was like, I know I have this sound somewhere.
So we're going to go ahead here and give you guys what the categories are and who the nominees are. The first is the Young Pup Award, which is the Rookie of the Year. The nominees are wide receiver David Bell. He had 24 catches, 214 yards, and zero touchdowns, so hopefully he doesn't win. Cornerback Martin Emerson Jr., 63 tackles, 15 pass defense, one sack, one tackle for loss, zero picks. Kicker Cade York, 24-32 on field goals made, 75% field goal percentage. A long of 58 yards, week one to give us the W over Carolina. 35-37 on extra points, which is 94.6. And I believe he was all rookie kicker.
Yeah.
So, I know we were all frustrated with him at times this year, but for a rookie kicker, he had a pretty good year. Defensive end Alex Wright, 28 tackles, 5 pass defense, and 2 tackles for loss. And defensive tackle Perrion Winfrey, 22 tackles, 2 pass defense, 0.5 sack, and 1 tackle for loss. He really kind of came on late. I have a feeling I know who's going to win this one,
The last 2 years we had two categories. It was the offensive and defensive rookies of the year, but this year
there's
no offensive, and it's like kind of struggling to fill out defensive candidates for this too.
Well, as the Browns roster gets better, which this is supposedly a better roster, rookies are going to have less and less of a impact. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of normal. So that Young Pup Award, we'll throw it over here to Justin.
All right, I have the Air Bud Golden Receiver, who is the Best Pass Catcher of the Year Award. Nominees are Amari Cooper, 78 catches on 132 targets for 1,160 yards and 9 touchdowns. Donovan Peoples-Jones, 61 catches on 96 targets for 839 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then, of course, the Chief, 58 catches on 80 targets for 628 yards and 4 touchdowns.
I feel like that category, there's usually a clear number one winner. And this year there is, but I would say, of all the years we've done this, though, this is the closest there is. Yeah. I feel like you could make an argument
for either one
for,
of them.
For collusion. For, all of them. So,
yes,
that's exciting.
Yep. Okay, so third category would be the Guard Dog Award. This is the Best Lineman, and I will save the absolute loser for last. So we've got left guard Joel Bitonio, played 1,172 snaps, allowed only one sack, 20 pressures, and committed just 4 penalties. Center Ethan Posick, 819 snaps, allowed 2 sacks, 10 pressures, 1 penalty. Wyatt Teller, right guard, played 927 snaps. He gave up 4 sacks, 26 pressures, and committed 6 penalties. Right tackle Jack Conklin, 913 snaps, 2 sacks, allowed 13 pressures, and he committed 10 penalties. And the clear loser, LT, left tackle Jedrick Wills, 1,152 snaps, gave up 6 sacks, 41 pressures, more than or almost double the next highest, and committed a lovely 10 penalties. I think we probably remember them all.
41 pressures, man.
When I was putting the stats in here, I'm like, wow, he sucked this year.
It's almost 3 times.
What a pleasure to be nominated for a Mad Dog Award. I mean, good for you guys.
That's
he's only in here so people can see the stats.
that's rough.
Yeah.
So then we're going to have the Homeward Bound Comeback Player of the Year Award. Quarterback Deshaun Watson, 1,102 yards, 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. 58.2% completion percentage, a 79.1 rating, a 38.6 QBR, 175 rushing yards and a touchdown. QB Jacoby Brissett, 2,608 yards, 12 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 64% completion percentage, an 88.9 rating, a 59.7 QBR, 243 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. D-tackle Taven Bryant, 26 tackles, 3 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, and 1 pass defense. Linebacker Deion Jones, who he acquired midseason, 44 tackles, 2.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 6 tackles for loss, 3 pass defense, and 1 interception. And linebacker Tony Fields, 48 tackles, 1 forced fumble, 1 fumble recovery, 1 tackle for loss, 1 pass defense, 1 interception, and 1 touchdown. I actually think there's some decent options in there. Mm-hmm. There's some players who had some maybe not – all-star type years, but compared to what they had been doing, like pretty good seasons.
Yeah, yeah. Who bounced back after, you know, maybe a down last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right, I have the Dog Pound Dog, the Unsung Hero Fan Favorite Award. We'll start off with our guy, safety, DeAnthony Bell. 14 tackles and an absolute dog on special teams and a pleasure of a person. Just vote for him.
Yes.
Don't vote for anybody else. I'm just kidding.
We're not swaying anything.
No,
but
no.
Go vote for him.
No. Vote for him.
Vote for him, please. Yeah, I did too. Second up, we have running back Jerome Ford. 30 kick returns, 723 yards, 24.1 yards on return. Our punter, Corey, is it?
I think it's Bajorquez.
Bajorquez, good. We can't even pronounce his name.
Corey B.
I think it's
Corey B.
I think it's Bojo Orquez.
Well done. 61 punts, 2,959 yards, 48.5 yards a punt, long 76. That's solid. That's solid enough that you'd get his name right. You know, if you're announcing,
you know,
it for
you know
award.
What? He played solid enough this year that we don't know how to say his name because they didn't have to say it very often.
They probably did. We just weren't paying attention.
We were too mad at the penalty just like, we just gave up.
Linebacker Tony Fields, 48 tackles, 1 pass defense, 1 forced fumble, 1 fumble return, 1 interception, 1 tackle for loss, and a touchdown. And defensive end Chase Winovich, 20 tackles, 1 pass defense, 1 sack, 1 tackle for loss.
This episode is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. 4 NFL teams, 2 conference championship games, and only a few more shots to win big on the playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. If you're not a new customer, you can still feel the conference championship thrills with stepped up same game parlays. Take your shot at an even bigger NFL payout and boost your winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Which games, which players are you guys looking at this week?
Man, I'm keeping an eye on some first touchdown scores because those are your biggest payouts for your low dollar bets. So I'm looking at maybe either Travis Kelce or Ja'Marr Chase to score first in that Bengals-Chiefs game. I haven't decided yet. And then when we look at that Niners-Eagles, I'm looking at either Christian McCaffrey or A.J. Brown. I haven't made my decision yet, but that's what I'm keeping an eye on.
Pretty good odds there. What do you think, Justin?
I like Jalen Hurts and Dallas Goedert in the Philly game.
Okay.
And then the other one, I mean, obviously, which Cincinnati offensive player do you want to pick? I'll say T. Higgins.
All right. Well, a lot of weapons to pick from there, but go download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code TPPN. New customers can bet $5 in the conference championships. Get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook using the code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Today's show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whatever is going on in your life, BetterHelp could be a great option for you. BetterHelp is convenient, flexible, affordable therapy that's custom built for you. And best of all, it's 100% online so you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. And finding the right person is just as easy. Just fill out a short questionnaire and it'll match you with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for any reason at no additional charge. Look, we all have stuff we're carrying around. And finding someone that you can just talk to, a professional to just talk through it, it really, truly helps. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/dogs, DAWGS, today for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dogs. I feel like every time the punter came out, the situation was probably like sitting on your couch. Damn it, Wills. Yeah. Another one? You got to be kidding me.
I can't believe we didn't
convert. Wait, what was the punter's name?
Third and 16.
We had, this is the first year. This will be the first time the award has gone to somebody other than Dearness Johnson.
Very true. The first 2 years, oh. Yeah.
First 2 years, he was a dog
back winner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Next category, every dog has his day award performance of the year. So who had the best performance? Running back Nick Chubb in week 5 versus the Chargers. We lost, but he had 17 carries for 134 yards. That was good for 7.88 a carry and 2 touchdowns. Week 3 versus the Steelers in a victory, tight end David Njoku caught 9 of 10 targets for 89 yards and a touchdown. Wide receiver Amari Cooper caught 8 of 12 for 113 yards and 2 touchdowns. Week 11 versus the Bills, we lost. Quarterback Jacoby Brissett, 28 of 41 for 324 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Again, that was week 11 at the Bills, and we lost. it happened quite a bit this year, but cornerback Martin Emerson Jr., he had 4 tackles, 4 pass defense, and a complete lockdown on Mike Evans in week 12 versus the Buccaneers, which was a win. And we've got safety Grant Delpit, 7 tackles, 2 picks, 2 pass defense, week 17 at the Commanders, a game we won.
So Chubb and Njoku and Cooper, they had some good games. Man, to me, this is down between Emerson or Delpit.
Yeah.
Those were definitely some solid memorable
Martin Emerson shutting down Mike Evans, and then I think the very next week or 2 weeks later, he torched the Panthers for – how many touchdowns? Like 2 or 3 touchdowns or something? Like
3 and 200 yards, man.
Yeah. So
I had him on my bench in fantasy.
Yeah.
Just remember, the other cornerback that shuts down Mike Evans is Marshawn Lattimore. So good job, Martin Emerson. That was a hell of a game.
Yep. And then Delpit against the Commanders. That was like his best game as a pro.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a tough decision between those two. But we actually had, despite the record being what it was, we had some guys have some good games this year.
Yeah.
That Njoku game against the Steelers in week 3, me and Justin were there.
It's a good
he
time.
Was unguardable. Yep. He was open the whole game. It was I thought his best game as a pro. So then we have the dog trick play of the year. We got Cade York's 58-yard field goal to beat the Panthers in week 1. Nick Chubb's 4 missed tackles on his 41-yard TD run against the Chargers in week 5. David Njoku's one-handed TD catch to tie the game against the Bucks in week 12. I mean, that's the clear winner. Or Denzel Ward's fumble recovery for a TD against the Texans in week 13. It's easily either Cade York or David Njoku. That David Njoku one at the time we thought potentially saved the season, you know, still gave us a chance to the playoffs. His post-game interview about it.
Yep, like, that was awesome.
To me, that's the easy winner. But, you know, whatever you guys want.
Okay. I have offensive top dog, the offensive player of the year award. We have wide receiver Amari Cooper. We hit this earlier, but 78 catches for 1,160 yards and 9 touchdowns. Running back Nick Chubb, 1,525 yards, 12 touchdowns, 27 receptions, 239 yards and a touchdown. And then also quarterback Jacoby Brissett, 2,608 yards for 12 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 64% completion percent. 88.9 rating and a 59.7 QBR.
You got to think Jacoby's only in 11 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, too, like looking at Nick Chubb's numbers, we heard all year, like, got to give him the ball more. You got to use him more. He almost had 2,000 all purpose yards.
Well, it's crazy.
And he is the most carries he's ever had. No, the people who are like, there's more to it. You can't just give the ball to Nick Chubb 20 times.
Correct.
If that was the case, we would just start every game with 20 Nick Chubb handoffs in a row, and the other team would leave.
We can't come back from this. That was his 20th carry.
Yeah. So.
All right. Next, we got defensive top dog, defensive player of the year award. We've got defensive end Myles Garrett. He had 16 sacks, 60 tackles, 18 tackles for loss, and 2 forced fumbles. Cornerback Denzel Ward, 3 picks, 15 pass defense. 53 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and 2 touchdowns. Safety John Johnson III, 101 tackles, 1 pick, 4 pass defense, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, a half a sack, and 4 tackles for loss. Safety Grant Delpit, 105 tackles, 4 picks, 10 passes defensed, and 4 tackles for loss. And linebacker Sione Takitaki with 71 tackles, 1 sack, 1 forced fumble, and 4 tackles for loss.
This has got to be Miles, right?
Guys, if you're voting, just just be yourselves and just be independent.
I mean,
don't be swayed.
He tied his record. He tied his franchise record again. I thought down the stretch he was playing like some of the best ball that we've seen him play consistently in a while. And I think like Grant Delpit's numbers look good. And then you remember that he also had, you forgot to put on here, 18 busted coverages.
Yeah.
John Johnson had 101 tackles. Imagine how many more you'd have if he tried. You know what I mean? So I'm just kidding. Like, I think some of that's overblown, but you know what I mean?
Pretty good though. I mean, it's fair.
So to me, I mean, that's Miles. And then best in show. So team MVP, Nick Chubb, 1,525 yards, 12 touchdowns, 27 receptions, 239 yards and a touchdown. Mark Cooper had 78 catches on 132 targets for 1,160 in yards and 9 touchdowns. Both of those are near the top in his career highs, actually. And he played 11 games with a backup and 6 games with a rusty quarterback. So, good trade for Andrew Berry. Deion Miles Garrett, 16 tackles, 16 sacks, 60 tackles, 18 for a loss and 2 forced fumbles. Denzel Ward, 13 interceptions, 15 pass defense, 53 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, 2 touchdowns. And Grant Delpit, we have 105 tackles, 4 interceptions, 10 pass defense, and 4 tackles for a loss. I think you saw at times like what Grant Delpit can be.
For sure.
Some right.
It's fair.
And if we had get a decent coordinator in there, which
we did, hopefully.
I believe we did.
Yes.
Yeah. So, it's hard to say anything for sure.
I want to go back to, you said, who was it? Denzel Ward had 13 interceptions. We did not do that well.
No, I must have read that wrong. Yeah, that was the parenthesis. It was 3 interceptions.
You mean that really curvy one there?
You should have said, like, that wasn't.
He did not have 13.
No, that's fine, man.
But those are the awards categories and all the nominations. Congratulations to all the nominees except for Jed Wills.
Yeah, you weren't really nominated.
Man, no wonder it's tough to get Browns players on this show. We're just being stupid.
No, we just call it like it is. He played absolute ass this year.
Two of the three of us don't get much sleep. Well, I guess his kids aren't that young anymore. They're just kind of evil.
Yeah, it's bad now.
But no, so congrats to all the nominees. Those are the awards. We will do the Mad Dogs, the episode before the Super Bowl. So you got 2 weeks to get your votes in. Please vote. Share the link. Have your friends vote. Even if they don't listen to the show, have them vote and then tell them to listen to the show. Right. But the more votes, the better. It's kind of sucks to be like the winner of the Rookie of the Year award with 6 votes.
That's where you just don't. We stop. You know? I think the first year we didn't even do votes. Like we were just like with 34% of the total vote. Yeah. It was like 4 votes. Like, the first year was rough. It was tough.
Last year we had a decent amount of votes.
We had a lot last year.
Let's continue that. So please vote and tell all your friends to vote. It makes it more fun. The more participation we get.
Yeah, share the link, everything, because it'll be posted on social. So just
absolutely.
Yeah. So again, we appreciate your guys' participation. You make the show more fun.